The greatest storyteller on earth. There's a lot of narrative fighting going on today. We can't imagine way back in the day before farming, a bunch of cavemen hanging around the campfire, telling stories. What kind of stories? Stories about who we were, where we came from. Their heroes, or more likely the gods they worshipped, the gods they asked for help from while on the hunt. This same structure more or less remained intact when we discovered how to farm. For the hunters, the gods of the stories were to help acquire calories. And when you can only acquire calories from hunting, your gods need to be great hunters, killers of monsters. But when you shift into getting your calories from farming, you need different gods. Gods to help you get calories from farming are different than the gods who can help you get calories from killing. So the hero gods of the hunter slowly shifted into the various gods of the farmers. Gods of fertility, of rain, of sunshine, etc. And within this context, there still was a very, very cohesive narrative. Who they were, where they came from. We can sort of imagine what a narrative takes to finalize. A long time to equilibrate, mostly people telling stories, listening to stories, and retelling those stories over a few hundred years. And after a while, the stories kind of coalesce into a commonly accepted narrative or religion. Today, however, the narrative is all over the place. Who we are, what we are supposed to do, where we are going, where we came from, is all pretty much up in the air. But maybe take a look a little deeper. Forget a minute about the content of the narrative and instead look at our need for a narrative. We need a narrative like we need food. Every single society has one. And with so many people trying different narratives today, this could present a fantastic opportunity. When people were going to California to find gold, the gold diggers didn't make most of the money. The people who made most of the money were the people selling tools to the gold diggers. Today, everybody would like a nice, cohesive narrative, but all the narrative creators are not nearly satisfying enough. What about you? Learn to tell a story to a crowd in the right way, and you'll be able to write your own ticket. It'd be like selling sandwiches in a town with no food. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.